The Hudson Children's Book Festival, established in 2009, strives to create, sustain, and nurture a culture of literacy in partnership with the community and schools. The event is free, open to the public, and this year's festival, the 8th annual, is this Saturday from 10 to 3 at the Junior Senior High School on Harry Howard Avenue in Hudson, New York. Here to tell us more, we welcome Jennifer Clark, who is the co-director of the festival. Jennifer, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Also, we welcome Hudson Children's Book let's try this again. We welcome authors. There you go. Authors, Mark Teague. Hello, Mark.
Hello.
Very nice to have you on the program.
Thank
How's
you.
Everything?
Very good. Thank you.
Excellent. And we also welcome James Preller on the program as well. James,
how are you, Joe?
I'm fine. Thank you. Very nice to have you aboard. Jennifer, let us begin with you. How did this whole thing come about 8 years ago?
Well, Lisa Dolan and Maria Sotmeyer had a vision and decided that they wanted to start a book festival in Hudson. Started out with 50 authors, and it's grown anywhere from 75 to 100. This year, our 8th year, we have 75 authors and illustrators coming, ranging from children's to young adults. We have Kwame Alexander this year, who is the recent Newbery Medal winner for his book, The Crossover.
Yep.
So that's really exciting. And we have, let's see, Jane Yolen, Myra Kalman coming, Nick Brewell, Bruce Deegan, Lisa and James Ransom, Florence and Wendell Miner, and a host of others, including these two.
A cavalcade of stars.
Yeah, I bet. It just sounds great. So let us talk about what you guys are in for. So, Mark, have you ever been to this event before?
Oh, yeah, many years.
Okay,
yeah.
So what do you get out of the experience?
It's a good opportunity to meet the kids, especially. Very friendly atmosphere. Kids get to talk with authors and also meeting their parents and just sign a lot of books.
That's really cool. Yeah. And so you do a lot of the dinosaur books with Jane Yolen,
I
right?
do. Right.
Yeah. And what do kids ask you? What are some of the things that they want to know?
When it comes to dinosaurs, they're the experts. I mean, by the time they're 3 years old, they're telling me. I learned you better do it right. You know, your Stegosaurus better look like a Stegosaurus.
And it does.
Yeah, but I mean, it's amazing because there are kids that you would think that they would stumble over a one-syllable word and they're talking about Dimetrodon, and you know, it's amazing.
That's yeah. also very cool. Yeah. James, tell us a little bit about your experiences with the kids. You've got what, 80 books under your belt or something like that?
Something like that. Something
yeah,
like that. You know, it's just a tremendous community event. You know, to come out and, I think, celebrate literacy, celebrate books. And, you know, in some ways, I love seeing the kids. I love seeing the other authors. You know, we have a solitary life, and it's kind of, I get a lot of pleasure out of looking across at other authors that I know or know only through their books. And I think that's what kids are getting, too, is they're, you know, they see a lot of books, but for them to see a real human being behind it has a meaningful impact for them, and I think it helps them kind of envision the possibility in themselves. You know, for me, I never had this as a kid. I'm 55, and, you know, books were like beamed down from another planet. Yeah. I didn't know where they came from. So this kind of makes a meaningful connection, and of course it's great to look in those kids' eyes and kind of go, oh, this is what a six-year-old looks like, you know?
I would have been so excited at 6 years old to have just a room filled with my favorite authors. That would have been awesome.
It is an incredible experience. And, you know, like, I lived in Brooklyn for years, and I never went to the Statue of Liberty. I never went to the Empire State Building. You know, we tend to ignore
sure.
the jewels in our backyard. And, you know, if I could just make any point to the listeners out there, it's like, this is a really, really incredible event right here in Hudson, and it doesn't happen everywhere. Like, don't think that this is going on everywhere around the country. I mean, there's a really nice one in Princeton, there's a good one in Rochester, but this is a really special event. And, you know, you see these parents who driving their kids to every soccer game and sitting in the rain and driving their kids to laser tag and something. And the parents who will take their kids and say, hey, listen, we're going to go over to Hudson for an hour and do this and expose them to that. I think it's really a powerful message to make to your children.
So Jennifer, bring us through the doors, just on the back of what James said. Bring us through the doors as to how the event works. So if kids show up, and then where can they go? Pretty much anywhere they want, or
yeah, pretty much. We have the high school gymnasium that's filled with all of the authors. There's a community room that has a lot of different local area organizations that come in, and they do kid-friendly activities for the kids. In that room, there's also free books for every child, so they can bring their kids in and pick out a book that they don't have to purchase. There are a couple performances that day. Aaron Nigel Smith is coming from Washington State, and he's doing a musical performance. Kwame Alexander is also doing a musical performance. And then we have Steve Tomachek, who's doing a science program. So there's a whole slurry of things to do throughout the day.
So if I have all 80 of James's books and I want to bring them to get signed, is that allowed?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, that's cool. That's great. Yeah,
I'm in shape. My wrist is in shape.
I want to be a completist. I just wanted to check. Mark, when you look at something like this and having, you know, we're talking about the opportunity to talk to authors and for the kids to talk to authors, do you find it having an impact on your work in some way? James mentioned, you know, actually seeing this, or maybe it was you, seeing that six-year-old, of knowing what that's like. Does that help you in a way?
Yeah, I can echo what Jimmy said, just in the sense that we tend to be kind of solitary characters. The work's very solitary. And I think it's a really good opportunity to get out and meet the public, meet the kids. They're a huge part of the job, even when we're not seeing them. And it's nice to come and get that feedback and kind of check in, even just in a professional sense, just to see what's working and what's not. Mm-hmm. It's good for an author to see that.
When you when you talk to kids, I would think that would be lovely and also a little bit intimidating.
It's usually really fun.
Okay, just
it really
fun.
Is. Yeah. Occasionally they're starstruck. A lot of times they just want to tell you about their dog or cat or their sister or something, and you just go with it. It's usually very entertaining.
Do you, when they come in, and I guess probably the answer to this is both, but is there discovery too, where they, some will certainly know you and want to meet you, where others are just finding out about you and didn't know you and are saying, oh, this may be something that I'm interested in? You get a little bit of both of that, I assume.
It's sort of like a buffet table, you know, like, you know, you go to Glenn Sanders or something like that, and the first thing you've got to do is kind of circle the table and see what all the options are. And
right.
I think you see a lot of kids and parents doing that, and they look around and sniff, and then they kind of come back and zero in on, you
they
know.
They sniff
and
you?
They did. I have been sniffed, Joe.
Okay.
It's true. Well, it's true. I hate to admit it. And sneered at, you know. And they sniff and sneer, and some people... And that's okay, because there's
the whole
something...
thing where that would be intimidating to me if somebody was sniffing and then sneering.
You know, it's not intimidating. You know, honestly, these kids it are the best thing about this career.
Yeah.
The best thing. And, you know, a lot of times it's really a matter of us thanking them and being just so grateful. When you meet a 7-year-old who is excited about reading, excited about your book, or a parent who says, you know, my kid never finished a book until he picked up one of your scary tales or something like that. It just is such a fulfilling experience for us as authors and illustrators. So there really isn't a lot of intimidation, and there's a lot of, you know, joy and pleasure in it. You know, we like these kids, and I certainly do.
Well, that's great. Jennifer, I'm curious as to how you set it up as far as the age group. We're talking about, basically, I think we've given an impression of a younger audience, but what do you look at as the age range of the kids who come and the authors who are going to be on hand?
I'd say birth through, you know, 18 years.
Okay, well, that's a large swath.
We've got a wide range, yeah. Yeah, we have a wide range of people. We have, you know, children's picture book authors, and then we've got middle grade authors, and then we have young adults. So we have something for everyone, really.
Are they segmented and put into different groups as well?
No, they're not. But we do have maps and inserts available at the festival that you can pick up and see where all the authors are located.
Because a lot of you cross over, too. You go into a lot of different age groups,
exactly,
too, right?
Yeah.
So all kinds of stuff. And then do you all get a chance to have the authors kind of hang out and talk and all that stuff? Is there an after party for you guys?
There's a before party on Friday night, which is always fun, and you usually try to grab lunch.
Can't expect to do this sober. Go ahead.
You know, it is nice to have a beverage afterwards because you're a little stunned. You know, it's a lot. Like, you know, again, we're these solitary people, and then for 5 hours you're sitting at a table and being charming. You know, I've got about 2.5 I can be charming for about 2.5 hours. And, like, I can do that. Boom. But after that, it starts to fade a little bit, Joe.
Yeah,
and,
no, I'm right there with you.
So by the end, you're like, whoa, that's about, I'm cooked right now.
That's right.
You know,
well, as of noon, I'm an SOB. So I know that. The 2016 Hudson Children's Book Festival is this Saturday from 10 to 3. Links to more information will be posted with this interview at WAMC.org/roundtable. Mark Teague, James Preller, and Jennifer Clark, thank you very much for being with us.
Can we tell the listeners one more thing before we
of
go?
Of course.
On Friday afternoon at 3:30, we have the new Hudson Area Library partnering up with us, and Kwame Alexander will be talking at the library. It's free and open to the public. So if anyone would like to come, we encourage them.
And this is a chance to see the new library, which is absolutely,
absolutely
just stunning.
It's gorgeous.
Really beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, go to the library, for goodness sakes. Again, you can find out more information and go to WAMC.org. We'll have all the links there. Jennifer, thank you very much. Mark, James, thank you.
Thank
great
you.
To have
thank
you here. Have a great weekend. You're listening to The Roundtable.
Appreciate your support.
On WAMC. Nice to have you.